Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I am done with the tush push, guys. It's a hard play to officiate, like sure. We've been talking about. So they either ruled progress or that Hurts was down. Really hard to see what's happening with the football. We're inside two, so replay has looked at this, and they've determined that there was no fumble.
I don't give a shit.
Keep whining, buddy. Dean Blandino on Sunday, another enemy of the tush push. Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. For Elliot's going to join us coming up at 11. We'll get to this and, of course, a lot on the offense, the passing game. What is going on and why can't they throw the football? Coming up later in the show, our top 10 quarterbacks after week two in the NFL. Hugh Douglas over there working through the numbers to try to find a way to spin.
I'm in my computer.
Yeah, boop, yeah. You're in spin zone over there. We'll get to it. That's coming up later in the show. And, of course, the Phillies, another win last night. Can we hear this, though? This was awesome yesterday. So yesterday during the afternoon show, Jordan Mailata, a guest of Ike, Spike, and Fritz, talking about all this, the tush push, the reaction. Here is Jordan Mailata yesterday. This was great stuff.
So you guys ran it seven times Sunday. Seven times. It's a lot of talk.
Light
on
work.
Seven times. It's on a lot of talk on national TV the last 2 days about it. And it's not all favorable.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on how it seems like there's a growing pushback from the national media against the tush push.
Yeah. I understand it. I understand the outrage. What I don't understand is them using it as an excuse to why we won the game.
Right.
I think it's incredibly disrespectful to our defense and our special teams who balled out. You know, my brother's on defense and special teams who balled out that game, who had our backs when we weren't moving the ball or we weren't doing anything. You know, and so when I see those things and they fly across my timeline here and there, and I do my best to stay off social media, but you know, that kind of irks me a little bit. That pisses me off because we give so much to this game and to kind of base off a short yardage play that is a football play.
Yeah.
And say that we won the game off that, but not how our defense played, not how our special teams have played, putting us in those positions. You know, I think it's bull crap. Part of my French. Hey, let me press this dump button.
No, bull crap
is fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
I was going to say a lot of other stuff, but you know. I just think it's rubbish. It's absolute rubbish, man. It makes my blood boil just thinking about it.
Oh, I love that yesterday from Mailata. So he seems like he's annoyed at the people that are annoyed. I mean, unlike Hugh over here. Who's,
well, we're basically saying the same thing.
No, you're empathizing with them, and Mailata is annoyed that they're annoyed.
He just used more words than I decided to use.
Including bullcrap.
But we're saying the same thing. It's because people don't see what goes into that play. You know, they see it from their perspective. Like, a lot of people are probably mad because it messed up their parlay. Like, let's be honest.
I don't care.
No, but listen to what I'm saying. They're mad because for them, that's what the game boiled down to.
Sure, but they're stupid then, because you know this is part of the Eagles' game plan. Like, if you left that game surprised, then you haven't been paying attention to the Eagles last 3 or 4 years.
I think it wasn't your surprise. It was how many times you had to do it before, because for a lot of people, again, Joe, they don't see the strategy that's involved in that play. Yeah. They just don't see it. So now, what do we do when we see stuff we don't understand? We talk about it. We criticize it instead of trying to understand it. That's why I'm sitting here and I'm saying it the way that I said, because I know when they were running it, I said, this is going to be a problem, because nobody understands that. You're playing at this point in that game. It was about possessions. And you saw that even Coach Reed started to play for the last possession. That's why he didn't want to turn the ball over. When they came out at the half and he went for it,
he didn't
want to
get the ball
back. He didn't want to get a ball back.
Because he knew it was going to be a shortened possession game.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nick Sirianni knew the same thing. So that's where the strategy lies. But to people that were watching the game, all they're saying, oh, man, they keep doing this. They don't want to throw the ball down the field. Jalen played. He didn't want to put the ball in harm's way. That was a tight game. Those were two really good defenses that played extremely well. That's the point that's missed in this game. And that's what Jordan's talking about. We're so used to seeing teams light it up every week. Like, you look at that, both of those games Monday night. They're throwing the ball all over the place. Mm. And people see that and they're getting frustrated, because that's the brand of football that sells. That what we saw this weekend, that's old school. That's back in, what, 1998, 2000. That's what that was. Nobody wants to see that.
So I understand that, and I don't care, because I
know you don't.
Because for me, the Eagles have created something that has helped them win a lot of football games. And until it's illegal, they should keep running it. And if anyone's going to be annoyed about it, that's on them. Like, I think we all should be proud that the Eagles have this play and that they're not afraid to use it. Like, I've had my issues with Sirianni in the past. I like that Sirianni leans into this now. We got this thing, and it changes games. I'm going to keep using it. Chris in Middletown starts us off. What's up, Chris?
Morning, Matt.
Good morning, Chris. What are you feeling this morning?
Joe and Kyle, I see today that you're joined in studio by Hugh Costanza. you know, just like when the water got high near him, you know, when you guys were out on remote, we know Hugh will knock old ladies and walkers and small children over because he feels scared. That this is defense riding that you're seeing today. This is Scared Douglas that's trying to ride a fence here, Hugh. We're not going to let you get away with it. I'm proud of the brotherly shove. 100% proud. The NFL hates this play, and let's talk about why. Why does the NFL hate it? It's because it's not aesthetically pleasing, which affects the entertainment value, which also affects the style of play, Hugh, that you're referencing. That value is not as sellable of a product that helps the NFL make money.
Exactly.
Millions of dollars. The NFL is using their mouthpieces to be an echo chamber and like say this stuff, because it's a psych-off on the viewers. They want to convince the viewers that it's wrong and it's dumb and it should be done away with, so when it happens, people will cheer it rather than be like, well, I don't really care. It was just some play Philly ran, all right? They constantly call it the tush push, which we've all agreed that's not what it's called. Tush push is not an alpha-sounding name. Brotherly shove is. But even now, we're calling it the tush push because they've convinced us to call it that, all right? So to all you sellouts out there, Adam Scheffler, Dean Bangino, Hugh Douglas.
You got lumped together with Blandino. You don't ever want to be with Blandino.
Yes, Hugh, because you are. That's your outline or something. You know what? You could all climb back in your little clown car and go sell your corporate nonsense some other place, okay? I stand with Jordan Mailata. And we are taking names, Hugh. We're taking names. Hugh, stand up and finally be with the people. Be with Philadelphia, Hugh.
Have a good day, man.
It's not that hard, Chris. We appreciate the phone call.
And he was officially on the list.
I know.
What do you mean? For speaking truth?
H-U-G-H. Douglas.
You couldn't wait.
Hey, Douglas.
You couldn't wait to use that one.
You have joined a camera on the list of Tush Push enemies.
No. Hey, man. These two defenses really, really stymied those offenses. Now, granted, part of that is because our offense looks a little stagnant. But we knew going into that game that Patrick Mahomes was going to pull out all the stops to try to win that game. And he did that for the most part.
Sure he did.
The one play, the play that if you ask anybody that's watched a lot of football that was the game changer was the interception.
Yes. Yes.
That was the absolute biggest play of the game.
That won the game.
But you have pundits on national TV that have watched a lot of football and know a lot of football are stuck on one aspect.
And that's why I'm proud, because we've twisted those people so far into a pretzel that they don't even know what the hell they're watching anymore.
I mean, look, I'm ready to shove this down everybody's throats.
Like, let's go.
If I had a...
That just sounds crazy.
Well, you know, Hugh, I don't care today, man. We're shoving we're shoving tushes and pushing tushes and shoving things down people's throats. So remember, I think it was Monday when I brought up and we got down to like the 3-yard line?
Yeah, you said maybe run it again and
next
again.
Next time we do that, run it 3 times.
Well, we got a big enemy, the Tush Push, coming in with McVay on Sunday.
Run it 3 times.
Huge enemy. I mean, listen, I feel like this, though. This thing is gone, right, at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Let's ride this thing to the wheels fall.
So that, see, now
we're
finally.
It, shoving it down people's throats.
There we go. Finally, you're speaking
you
some
that,
sense.
I'm not subscribing.
Only
to
took 29
that.
Minutes.
I would have
rode
him until he told me no. What I'm saying is this, because it's gone.
Yes.
And they're going to complain about it anyway.
So be proud of it instead of empathizing with the enemy.
Well, I'm annoyed. I'm still going to be annoyed.
Yeah.
And I'm just going
to
say.
I'm annoyed at you.
Because, see, you know, this is my wheelhouse. Just like when people get mad at me when I say quesadillas.
Yeah, you do it more.
Or merlot.
Yeah, so there was somebody freaking out about your the parlet and comment.
Yeah, they always freak out.
What's the wine you like?
Merlot.
Merlot. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, because those are the grammar police.
Yes.
And I always tell them, if you're not teaching a proper English class, then don't try to tell me.
Yeah, I mean, grow up.
What's going on?
You know, those people, they grow up to be the tush push, aesthetically pleasing football
people.
Exactly.
Now you get what I'm talking about.
One of Douglas's cronies.
One of my cronies.
One of your people. Let's go to Demond in Delco. What's up, Demond?
Good morning, fellas. Good morning.
Good morning, Demond. What's up?
Hey, man. Hugh, man. Hugh? Is really testing me this morning. I don't know what did, going
what,
on with
him. What did I do I to you? What,
get him.
What did I do
get
to
him.
You?
You, listen, what? Man. You were a great Eagle. One of us. You.
Was, yep.
How wait, are wait, you for, going
and look how far
you,
he's
man.
Fallen.
First of all, DeMond, what did I say? Wait a minute. Allow me to defend myself. What did I say to you, or what did I say this morning that has you in such a tizzy?
That you can understand or agree with something like that.
Well, stop understanding.
DeMond, I said I'm empathetic. I understand why they're upset because they don't understand.
Uh huh.
My job here is to teach, DeMond.
Oh, stop.
My job is to teach.
Dude,
yes,
dude, bro, dude. Man, listen, this along with a couple weeks ago, I think you said you were still eating dinner with the Dollars dude. All this stuff, you
eat
man.
Dinner.
Listen,
I ain't eating dinner with nobody from Dallas. Well, yeah,
man,
well,
you said, now y'all are tired. I remember you said a conversation about you and another guy from Dallas are tired now, and now y'all cool.
Oh, you talking about Nate Newton? Like you talking about Nate
Newton? Yeah, he did say that.
I remember.
Demond, is Hugh a cowboy conspirator? Is that what's going on?
Listen, I don't know what's going on, but you're making me really think, man.
Wait a minute, dog.
You're really think long and hard, bro.
Is it? Hold up, DeMar.
Oh, he was also afraid of the Cowboys before the first game, talking about how good they were, all that crap.
Wait a minute.
And I'm thinking it'd be Joe or Kyle, but it's actually him. Like, this is crazy. It's you.
First of all.
The real hater on this show.
First of all, DeMar, is it Mike Tyson and Evander Holyfield? Aren't they friends now? And he bit his ear off.
What does that have to do
with it? It's kind of the same thing. You grow up and you evolve and you change. Me and Tio are cool now.
But you're both, but that's different. You were teammates.
Yeah, but we both played in the NFL.
You should have been cool the whole time. You weren't. That was the problem.
It's called growth.
No.
I do hate Dallas. No. I took Dak off my top 10 quarterback list.
Yeah, you know what this is, DeMond? Hugh thinks he's evolving, and we appreciate the call.
I am evolving as a person.
Then if you were evolving, you'd be proud of all this rhetoric this week. Instead of annoyed because people are upset and being empathetic, if you're upset about the Tush Push, I don't care. I know most people that
no one likes us, we don't care.
Exactly. But also, everyone out there that's making a big stink about this, did you live under a rock the entire offseason? Did everyone think once it got through this year and it wasn't banned, the Eagles would do it less? Why would they do it less? And as we know right now, they can't throw the football, so they have to move the football and get first down somehow. They're going to run the Tush Push. I am proud that the Eagles have caused all of these people who are supposed to be, you know, like the leading voices around the NFL to lose their minds. Like, Dean, that was embarrassing by Dean Blandino. He gets paid a handsome amount to just give his opinion on if it's a foul or it's not. Like, I don't need the editorializing from Dean Blandino. I don't need his opinion on if he likes to play. And the fact that he gave it means he's having a tough time. Jeff in Wilmington. What's up, Jeff?
What's up, guys?
Hey, Jeff. What's up?
I'm totally with you and Kyle on this. I'm not going to beat up on Hugh because he's going to get
beat up
the whole rest of the day.
Yeah, he's in store for a long day around here.
This whole aesthetically pleasing or not aesthetically pleasing argument didn't hold water on Sunday. Look at the ratings.
Yes. It's a great point. If it was that tough to watch, 33 million people would have tuned out.
Push puts butts in seats.
That's right.
And into the end zone.
That logic does not fly.
Excuse me?
No.
It doesn't.
Dude, it's not like the Eagles just came up with this play on Saturday afternoon and decided to run it all day Sunday. I don't get it. There's always something for them to complain about, and the game was not won or lost on the Tush Push. The setup was, so, you know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
I don't care, but I agree to the point. It's not aesthetically pleasing. But, Jeff, I think it's a compelling play. Like, if you're watching TV and you're a regular NFL fan, not from Philadelphia, not from Kansas City, and it's the biggest game, right? You're watching it. When the Eagles line up for it, like, I'd be compelled. Like, can they stop it, right? Could anyone stop it? I think it's actually brings eyeballs more than it draws people away. I just, the whole argument makes no sense. What do you got?
I'm listening.
Mm-hmm, that's exactly right, Jeff. We appreciate it.
How many times have we been around people that swear they're football fans, but when they start watching, they don't have a clue about what they're watching?
Well, there's different kinds of
fans. Are you Ryan Clarking people?
No. What I'm saying is this. Is that the majority of the eyeballs that were on this game we're watching because of the matchup from the Super Bowl.
Sure. Right? I think in any big game, there's a lot of casual fans that tune in.
And you probably had a whole lot of people that were watching the game, and no disrespect to them, but we've been around people that will ask you questions about the game. Swear down their fans, but then I ask you a question, you kind of look at them like, are you really a fan?
Casual fans, yeah.
They were watching that play, and they weren't understanding what was going on.
But if they've watched the Eagles at all the last couple years, they know the play by now.
I'm pretty sure they've heard of it,
yeah,
but they haven't seen it to that number.
Well, probably not. You seven was a lot. Yeah.
So that's where you got people like, to be honest, to see so many people have a problem with the tush push, for it to be some of the lead stories on a Monday, that was telling to me. And that's why I stepped back to look at, and I'm like, oh, okay. And then I started to say, okay, I see why they're upset, because it was too much. It was too much. They wanted to see a knockdown drag. They wanted, what was the fight this weekend? Canelo and the one cat, they wanted to see that. They wanted to see a bloodbath. They wanted to see somebody out there hooking, and they didn't see that. That's why people are upset.
So I can look. Your point on more people watching it, casual fans, what they think. That I get what you're saying there. I don't care what they think, and I also don't care what any of these talk show hosts out there, national talk show hosts, have to say about this, because they're living under a rock, and if they think that's why the reason the Eagles won the football game, they didn't watch the game, or they don't understand the game. Jordan Mailata laid it out yesterday, the defense, Makuba, the play, the Devontae catch, like those won the game. Now, does the tush push an advantage Eagles have? Absolutely. But the idea, like the idea that they're crying just makes me proud. Like the Eagles have the league and all these fans in a tizzy. It is wonderful. And the annoyance, and the only annoyance I have, is that Hugh's empathizing with the enemy. Will in the Northeast is up. What's up, Will?
Will.
Dream team, how y'all doing today?
Will, what's up, buddy?
Man, you know what the problem is with the tush push, man? The NFL is more entertainment instead of physical. That's the problem. These guys are not used to the physicality of that tush push, because, like you said, Hugh and everybody else, you know, they used to a shootout, a straight game where it's a nail biter, right? But the whole thing is, we do what it takes to win, and that's what counts, right? And the tush push is a part of our game plan. And if you can't beat them, join them. But I guess you can't join them because you're not ready for that type of physicality of sport. You know, my thing too is, I think one of the main things, when I said the biggest loss that we had at the end of the season was our offensive coordinator, right? And I've been saying this, and I've been saying it, and now people are starting to actually see what I've been saw. And hopefully we can fix it. If they open up the playbook more, if they, you know, activate all the players, man. You got players sitting there not playing them. You put them in for a few plays. You got to play all these players. These is too many weapons we have. And I'm just hoping that they dig deep into this playbook, start running some different formations, because you know what? Sunday, we're going to have a battle on our hands. They want revenge, too.
Of course they do. And they're off to a 2-0 start. And they have the Rams are for real. Like, we got a challenge on today. Will, you're right. We're going to get into the coordinator stuff. Something Petullo said yesterday. And if it's too early to be worried, it's not, by the way, about Kevin Petullo. We'll get to it. There's a lot going on with the Eagles offense that is not great. One thing that is great is the tush push. And I'm proud the Eagles have this play that they can run when they need to and use it as much as they want. And then it throws everyone, like, people you would think are smart are losing their minds over a play that is legal. Shut up. 215-592-9494. What are you feeling on all the conversation around the tush push? Annoyed that people are upset, or empathizing, I guess, like Hugh Douglas? Or are you proud the Eagles have this play and they could use it as much as they want this season? We'll take all your phone calls on this push, and we'll get to another outstanding Phillies win last night as they score a lot late on the Dodgers bullpen. Some unsung heroes. The Phillies are, I mean, at this point, they're the number two seed, at least. We'll talk about it. It's the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Everybody knows my favorite whiskey is Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey, especially the new Jack Daniel's Blackberry. Well, join me this Saturday for the Jack Daniel's tasting and bottle signing at the Fine Wine and Good Spirits in Lansdale in the Ralph's Corner Shopping Center. From 2 to 4, sample the Jack Daniel's Blackberry flavor, my go-to cocktail, even though I don't drink cocktails. I usually drink like straight liquor, and I keep saying that, but you know, I keep putting that on there. And for 4 to 6, I'll be signing Jack Daniel's bottles for those who purchase, taking pics and talking birds. Go to 94WIP.com for more info. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.